So,
how is that?
So this time we have a talk.
And two members from Colors.
Colors to support her as a back band this time.
Yo.
And then, well, she just told me when we were having kind of like, you know, have fun in a park, she just told me like, it's not gonna be the first of her to collaborate with a band because she's done that before. But it was kind of like, how to say? Not a serious one. How to say?
It was like a reward for us, I mean, as a unit to perform. And also it was not well prepared. I mean, like, it was like, it was a strange event. I shouldn't say strange, right? It was an event that we go there and then there would be somebody and then without any rehearsal, you just play together. This kind of
like
session thing.
Like jamming.
So technically it's not going to be the first time for her to sing in a band, but still.
Still it's
as like serious, like a proper
band. Kind of thing.
皆さん、はじめまして。僕ら川崎を中心に活動しています弾き語りユニット
ホッコリです。
今回9月10日渋谷グラッドにて
200人ワンマンライブを開催します。結成4周年記念も兼ねていますので
ぜひぜひ足をお運びください。
Especially like with someone like us, you know, we were talking like last night a little bit. I thought that was quite interesting, like because you know the show starts from Chuck's so original ones, and then Colors go, and then Chuck's can have maybe half an hour break, and you can get safe change and everything. And
we all stop instruments.
Princess and, yeah, I mean,
Prince Charlie.
So we can kind of do something there. Because we're going to stay on the stage.
Yeah.
We're going to swap.
Yeah, we're going to
swap. Yeah, so it's going to be kind of fun. And then we were thinking, we were kind of talking something like, because you know, she kind of wanted to, almost like, how to say,
kind of like we collaborate, but then like I want to show that like we are collaborating visually as well, right? Okay, and we were discussing yesterday.
Like, ideally, like, you know, she's also kind of adapting to the colors.
Visually. Oh, so like I would be just sitting in the audience at the beginning.
Yeah, and then what was that? Like, we are kind of almost like
doing rehearsal
or something, and then maybe one of us sort of realized that the chat was in the audience and tried to
go on to the stage.
Something like that.
It's gonna be you though.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of acting there. You know?
So, is that from the very start or from the colour set?
After
the colour set, okay.
So,
the
last.
So we stay on the rehearsal when we get ready. And then we try to do a bit of line checks or some sort of rehearsal. Like we sound like we're rehearsing something.
Right, yeah.
And then at some point, you know,
We discussed yesterday is that like probably I would play some kind of like sound, like as I use it in my Japanese gig or like on 14th, and then like while the sound is on, like you guys would like play some, you know, pantomime thing that. So that the audience can see that you are doing rehearsal together, and then when the opening sound stops, maybe you can put the sound on, and then people can hear the sound of colors, and then bit by bit we mix it together or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna have to be rehearsed to figure out how it's gonna integrate.
sounds good.
Cool. Really interesting.
It sounds different.
It's definitely durable.
So it will be kind of initiation for me to go into the color of colors.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The last pick was pretty colorful, so.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Something to do as well.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when she asked you to perform with her first time? Like you are usually a singer.
I didn't have any of the tracks at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's actually technically, you
know.
Well, it was exciting, definitely.
Mm.
Like I was always, I like playing bass.
Mm.
I used to have a band, you know, like a Kooky, you know, I was on the bass, and it's been a while now. Yeah.
About 2-3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been like 2-3 years.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's nice to be on the bass sometimes. Yeah. So I was quite excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how about you, Dan?
So, whenever I get offered this kind of thing, I think it as a challenge. I'm really like bad and competitive in that way, where I'm just like, yeah, I'll take it. I haven't heard it. I can definitely do this. You know? So I'm just like, yeah, I'm so good. I'm just going to take this. And now I listen to it. I'm like, oh yeah, I play piano in this one. That's my third instrument. That's quite a bit harder. So it's been a little bit stressful just preparing stuff and figuring out, sort of talking to Paul back and forth, the guitar Paul, about where he's going to do a melody or where I'm going to do the melody or whatever. And so at the end of the day, I just kind of thought, well, I've got the chord charts and structures, I can sight read that much, and the melodies, and then we'll figure out where all the harmonies are going to come in and the arrangements. But yeah, I definitely take it as kind of, you know, if I turn it down, it'd be a slight on my musicianship kind of thing. So yeah, that was my first, definitely my first reaction. Just like, yeah, let's go.
I was kind of happy, you know, when I actually listened to those tracks, because I thought the bass was quite
loud and really important.
The bass is my favorite thing in like Japanese rock in general.
Yeah,
really?
Because he wanted to approach me, like when Jay, the previous bass player,
Jay.
Colors, he kind of got in touch with me and he wanted to do it.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
And that's his bass that I've used.
Our sound can be, the bass line's kind of.
Yeah.
Quite,
I know because I played, so.
I really wanted to make them my own, make them like really aggressive and everything.
Yes. So, it was really difficult for me to practice colors. I played a color song in March, so it was quite fun.
Yeah.
It was a really good experience for me. And especially like a flat night is my favorite.
Yeah, flat night is really fun to me. It's one of the more standard ones, like the disco beat and everything as well. It's, I put a disco thing into Tenki as well on a new track, so it's like the octaves. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I really like Boku no Agama because it's got the triplets.
Maybe you could do that song on Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure.
Really excited to see your performance again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I can see actually Jacko's kind of jumping around.
It was exciting. I hope I don't break another bass next time.
I mean, thing is, in ours, but we all were busy, you know, for the past few weeks, and we couldn't quite, you know, find the time.
Mm. Yeah, we
all
just
of us kind of rehearsed, and we had one with ourselves for Paris. So
it's pretty normal for us.
We messed up a little bit, you know.
No, it was the it was the monitors though, because Drum and Paul was like playing the whole way through. It's just like more of this, more of that, right to the end, and yeah, you just couldn't hear.
But this time we're going to perform in a
Underberry. Mm. And I had the sound equipment is good there.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It's really like still, it's like unbelievable for me that I could play in Underberry.
Yeah? It's a good venue.
Is it like famous? Or?
It is famous,
yeah.
Right?
Like, it's yeah, famous. It's yeah. And it's a fancy
quite a big deal, you know.
Looking.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, after our show, I think they're gonna close the like a shutter for a month to be happy.
Oh, okay. You scared me now. Yeah, like close down or something.
That's two venues. Yeah.
They have two venues in Shoreditch. But which one, the other one is a workshop, yeah, which is like half the size.
Yeah, he's just
Yeah. Hang on. The venue, and also the booking manager. Omar, he's been really professional. It's been so easy to work with him.
That makes it. It makes a world of difference.
Because you know we've been struggling actually.
That's half of like your enjoyment in it is the you know communication with your booking agents and whatever have you, just getting stuff going. It's really, you know, because you're only on stage for half an hour at a time, so the rest of it sucks, then it's not a lot of it. It's actually a bigger percentage, so it's really good when you've got professional-ish people.
It's very good. And he's very into Japanese music as well.
Oh, really?
So when we approach to him, since that we are running Japanese type of show, he's like,
so he liked it. It's cool.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, personally, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the 19th.
It's gonna be fun, this one.
Yeah, because of this like whole tour has been very tough for me. Well, like so many things happened, and then you know we all like walked like harder together.
Yeah, I tell you everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's already like you talk, and then like Yukino has got like how to say it, like background, like a story. This tour, and then it's because from the beginning of this tour it's been tough, so that's why like you know 19th event is gonna be how to say social hen like the final like huge party for everyone.
Like, but even before I came here it was like the highlight of the tour for me.
Oh really?
Yeah. Because of the venue and because of the band I'm gonna
that's
play
true.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But then, however, like before I came here, I watched your performance on video, and then already I really, really loved them. But then I didn't see your performance in live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I started to get a little bit intimidated. You know, like, am I gonna play with them?
I'm sorry.
You can do that. You're gonna love it, like performing as a band. Gonna be addictive, honestly.
It's the way to go.
Yes.
Sure.
It's gonna be fun.
So, I think I'm gonna cry.
Well, it's been emotional, really.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been quite a story there.
Yeah, we've got so many stories. So,
you can tell about the story.
Maybe. Shall we?
Just almost like every day we kind of
every single out. Day, yeah, something happens.
Yes. And then we have to fix it and rearrange it.
And run to somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Still doesn't sound good.
Still sound good. Yeah. Even we prepared everything before that.
Yeah.
We
I think we were quite well prepared.
Yeah. But like so many stuff happens. But always like we walked together to go through.
Yeah.
So you know, like I think like, this like, the teamwork is the best. That's why you know it makes me very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To see you guys on stage all together. Yeah. I tried to bring a towel or something. Yeah. Not tissue. Towel.
Not handkerchief, towel.
Bath towel.
Bath towel.
I'm gonna show you with Chicago as well. Yeah.
She needs towel.
Yeah, this is it. Bath towel.
Oh, it's cute.
But are you actually playing in Tokyo and Hong Kong like almost like half and half? Like your base is in now Hong Kong.
Yeah, however, in Hong Kong, I mostly study and work at the same time. And then like, I go to Tokyo or like Nagoya or in Osaka to play something. Yeah.
Interesting. Are there not many places to play in Hong Kong anymore?
Like if you're a band, probably it's easier to find a place.
Right.
Mm.
And also, I study and work in theater industry.
Okay.
So it's kind of like unpredictable. Mm-hmm. So if I say that I'm staying in Hong Kong from this day to this day, like probably there would be something unexpected.
Yeah, happening. Sure. Mm. Yeah.
If something unexpected happens, like, you know, I can't go there. This
yeah.
Kind of stuff. But after this tour, I started to think that maybe I should push myself to do that.
Okay. Mm.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Interesting.
It's being more involved with music than, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about any of those kind of scenes in Hong Kong, actually.
Me neither.
I almost forgot how it's like in Tokyo or whatever.
It's been just boring in Tokyo.
Really?
Like only idol music.
Oh, idol is really huge, right?
It's really huge.
What's
there.
That?
Idol.
Yeah.
Very
like cute, kawaii.
Oh,
girls that sing. Usually they're not good singers.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to be, you know, offensive, but as
yeah,
a truth, like, you know,
yeah.
They don't train. They
it's
don't
like
have
a,
any, like,
it's
a lesson.
It's a kind of Japanese culture, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's something. Selling a gimmick, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So that's why, like, all the people, all the guys, try to support those girls because they're not, they look not perfect.
Yeah.
If that girl is so beautiful and got the amazing style, and if she's good at singing, guys gonna think like, oh, she doesn't need my support.
That's
so those kind of. Idol can't get many fans.
That's the difference
fans.
Between probably like for example, the Korean
yeah.
industry.
Yeah.
They train, you know,
mm.
those girls or you know, boys, you know, and then wait until they're ready.
Mm.
But you know, in Tokyo, like in Japan, you know, they find like, some cute-looking girls and then pick them,
mm.
and then just put them on the show next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I mean. So that mm.
and then
Japanese basically audience they want to support those you know
girls,
they
wanna,
until they yeah. get
they want to think like they look after those girls
yeah. right
yeah.
that's
yeah
really different
it,
psychology than most people
a bit scary in a way.
Yeah, it's a little bit unsettling.
They feel some sort of even like a responsibility
yeah
to that you know. They're okay.
Is yeah. it really
and
that innocent?
After that, they
I don't know.
Really?
Some people want something back.
Right.
You know, you couldn't have made it like without us.
Without
like,
me,
support.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty disappointing.
So of course, like a Japanese rock scene is cool,
mm.
but usually like. That bands, if they got popular in Japan, then they try to come to Europe as well.
Yeah, sure.
There is some kind of like this connection between, for example, British music industry and Japanese music industry.
Yeah.
So like, Crossface, Cold Rain, like
yeah.
yeah, they were very popular, still popular in Japan, but they just try to promote themselves in Europe
mm-hmm.
or in the States.
Even. Yeah. So this is bands like. Black metal bands like Psy and heavy metal bands like Anthem,
mm.
who are like pretty big, yeah, the biggest of their scenes in Japan, but this kind of European market that is just like really where it's at.
Mm.
So you kind of totally see
metal
that.
Metal scene was huge in back in the 70s.
Mm.
Not anymore.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of turned into more little bit of Visual K type of.
Yeah.
You know,
mm.
like a little bit, like a mixture between. Metal,
mm, yeah,
and
or like Mars Miser.
But
stuff.
Isn't it
like
interesting? Because like when you mentioned about idol, like I realized that they were trying to find somebody who's unperfect, not perfect, right? But then, like, when you think about visual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need perfection.
Right.
I think it's because of, how to say, usually visual K bands need girls fans, like a female fans.
Yeah.
Then a female...
And me.
Like a... like
he,
a tribe.
He has that machine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, he tried to make us the kind
like of 4 years.
Covers from that machine.
It's good.
I like a lot of Grand Cell too.
Thank you. I went to their first UK show, it was like £50, and I was like one of like 20 guys there. It was sold out, so...
Why do you like them so much?
Because they're really smart musicianship, it really is. It's really good bass, really good guitars, good arrangements.
Great drummer.
It's so tight and so meticulously put together and rehearsed, and so well sung. And then the whole... It was the first one that I've seen like a 2-hour show. With that, like, lyric video kind of things in the background. They just done such a good job on the production side. I was like,
wow.
You know, stadium band playing a small venue in UK, like, that was, I couldn't really get much better. It was O2 Indigo, so instead of the stadium.
Ah.
Yeah. But they should have been in the stadium, but they haven't broken through in the UK like that. So, yeah, I was just like, that's pretty nuts. So. They got such good bass lines.
Sounds good.
They're so good.
Visual K band have always good basses, I think. Quite heavy and like, really chunky.
Do you guys know Malice Mizer?
Of course.
Yeah.
Was that Gak one?
Yeah, he was in the mid era of Malice Mizer. It's, yeah. It's,
thing is, I'm not, well, some people see Karas and it's like weird visual K band because I put makeup on things.
I put makeup on.
But, okay, my root came from David Bowie.
Yeah.
That end. But I think it was visual K getting more from, look at The Cure, David Sylvian, Japan, these kind, you know, like new romantic.
Yeah, new
but,
romantic kind of
me, I think my background is more like a glam rock, punk.
Yeah, like Blondie.
Classic rock.
Yeah.
So the sound different. So
it's totally different.
Yeah.
Well, it comes out in the coloured sound where it's like, you describe it as more of like a kind of Western sounding thing, right?
To start off with. Mm. I don't need to be beautiful. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a punk band at the end of the day, right?
But as long as like there's a message behind, I think there's no problem to put makeup.
But somehow, if you kind of such an, like I see on a Wikipedia and things, something to put into JRK, and usually a little bit guardian.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's cross-dressing into it as well and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be the same.
It's not your kind of. It's not.
It's not. Your
it's not
thing.
The colours kind of appeal, right? No. So, yeah, no, I can see the difference like massively. So,
yeah.
But I think
I like to think about the visual or like the concept and you know things I like.
But in terms of the music, though.
So, in the whole picture, I think we are part of it different because we do care about visuals and sort of concept. Mm. But because the visual care is sort of categorized in that particular sort of sound and sort of visual and costume and everything that, and I don't follow baroque type of, you know, more like hippie that way.
Yeah, sure.
More colors, you know, instead of black and white.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a bit different.
I think colors has just kind of got, it's going to sound really funny to say it, it's just got a bit of a masculine kind of take on
too much being in, you
know. Yeah.
Because half of our show, you know, almost like my standing up comedy, you know?
Yeah.
You did good last time.
Like last time, yeah.
You did a pretty good job last time, if I get sure.
So as now you talked about the concept, what do you think this band with Chuck, the concept, gonna be?
A little bit like, more visual, okay.
More visual.
Let's go.
So you're gonna perform as a Chuck and a Prince Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
So what kind of like a makeup or clothes you are thinking to put on yourself?
For the performance and the name check, I would put like completely white outfit with white headgear, so that we were discussing it yesterday. Like
slightly changed.
Because you guys would have like different colors from white, and I would have completely white clothing.
So do you want us to be like total contrast and black?
Yeah, and the black or colored anything, like anything other than white. And then when after you invite me to the stage, you will put like something on my white clothing.
Okay.
So it like visually so saying that I'm meeting with you.
Oh, that's cool.
I can unzip that.
I have to see what you tried to make. I think I've got something.
With me and Paul synchronize shirts and leathers and everything, this one, then that works.
I think that would work.
Yeah. I'll just put the jacket on when colors come down. Yeah.
Okay.
Still planning in the making.
We have lots of time to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of now. I could kind of picture it, I mean, visualize something. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I have all the tracks, you know. And obviously, I wanted to, you know, obviously see you in person, talk about it. But, you know, even like last night, it was kind of smooth. Like, you know, I could easily, you know, tap and also, you know, chuck is also kind of automatically, I don't know, seeing something in my head, and I could, you know, see that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think we could do something.
Cool. It's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
And maybe there is any chance then I want you guys to come to Tokyo to perform with her.
Every time I'm the one to come back, and I always have to, you know, ask for the support. So
I've not been to Japan yet, so.
No, never?
Never.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
you like,
it's
come.
One of the main places for me and my girlfriend to tick off on our list. Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, you know, now, you know, it's become a little bit harder now, you know, because of all that.
You think?
Pounds is good, you know.
Oh, right.
Very.
You don't want me to go down that road.
Maybe in a year or 2 years or something.
We never know what's going to
happen. But it's all very short term things.
I'm saying that, you know, if we can kind of arrange it together, you can, you're always welcome to stay with my parents, you know, so you can save up the money on accommodation. But that is the hardest part, isn't it?
Well,
it's going to be cheap.
As far as
food, exactly. And accommodation.
Always accommodation. You know, it's the key, isn't it?
As far as like visiting countries goes, my best experiences of it have been when I've been staying with people like couch surfing for 2 weeks and seeing actual life rather than just tourists.
I've never done that.
Staying on a couch?
No, couch surfing is a service.
Yeah. It's kind of like finding accommodation.
It's a kind of system.
I've just been staying at friends' houses, so.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah.
No, there's a website.
Oh, really?
You can actually. Yeah, register.
Book
a
couch?
And then
really?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's like I did this time, I think, on Mixby. Like, I searched, like, some people, like, if you need a room, we have a room, or something like that.
Yeah.
And if they're a totally stranger for me. But it's much cheaper than staying in a hotel.
You just got to figure out how secure you are.
Yeah.
But I heard, you know, one of my friends from Poland, she was actually doing, or you know, using this website, couchsurfing. And then she tried to arrange in all the places to stay in Tokyo, so no one turned up. And you know, obviously she's in trouble there.
Yeah.
And it happened in Kyoto, it happened in Osaka.
Wow.
So it's pretty much. It's kind of risky, isn't it?
That's
and you never know what
risky.
Kind of guy's there.
Just stay with people who you know,
you
know, relate to who you know.
I think I think it's better that way. It's a bit risky.
So maybe that's gonna happen. Maybe.
It sounds good to me.
Like, Chuck Bang in Tokyo.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to talk in Japan with my band, you know.
Like, yeah.
But you know, it's hard, isn't it? You know? Because we are always trying to find some sort of, you know, someone, maybe if we can.
It depends.
Fund.
That's what we were talking about before about flexibility as well, right?
But it always comes down to basically money. You know?
Yeah.
It costs. Well, it costs.
Once you're on the road, so, you gotta be a. Making something back so you can get to the next place and you're just living day to day, right?
Well, then the system, after that. System is actually, you know, we really know that actually to play there.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it? It's expensive.
Really?
To is arrange it? An event. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's very expensive. Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing.
Performance has to pay for that.
Yeah.
It never happened here, but in Japan, if you want to pay, if you want to perform, you have to pay to the venue.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why you need to seriously sell a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
To basically...
They want to put you, like, you have to sell, like, 5 tickets. And if you can't, you have to pay.
Great. You use the tickets. Wow. Even like when I was, like, a high school student, I was selling my tickets, like, for probably 10 quid.
Yeah.
You know, 1,500 yen maybe.
Mm.
It wasn't cheap for like you know high school student, right?
No.
Yeah.
But over here, like 3 quid, 4 quid, you know, to
yeah, entry.
It's easy.
Much easier.
Mm. And no easy for the audience, you know, to see the fans. The top, you know.
That's a pretty interesting difference, actually,
because
what
people
politics.
Drink here.
That's the reason.
Yeah, basically the venue. Always,
yeah, they make it worth
yeah,
drinks.
They make money from the bar. So we get the benefit from, I mean, profit from the, you know, the ticket.
So they never much, have you know, put expectation on us to get
okay.
people.
Mm. But we don't need to pay the benefit,
but
it's a big difference.
That's just really amazing. Okay, not the worst event, I shouldn't name the company, but the worst event I met, like they asked us, like, one ticket per minute.
Per a minute.
Yeah. Wow. One ticket costed like 3,000 yen.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
That's not fair, yeah.
Well, it's really strange because they're not losing out by being a venue that's open as long as people come to it, right? So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, the only thing they need to cover is the stuff, you know, serving drinks.
Yeah,
the
but I mean, they're...
Stuff.
But
the PA, the sound person.
Well, it's the sort of thing that they should be doing anyway, as a business that runs
but
like alcohol.
But they can easily, you know, make, you know, from like a bar, you know, type of.
That's very strange.
So like every time I organize some events at my venue, like I always try to make the event like Gaiji night or something.
Right, yeah.
That because like foreign people drink a lot.
Yeah.
So I can put the ticket very cheap.
Yeah.
Then people come and drink and that makes money still. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do in Japan.
Okay.
And I never ask artists to pay for that.
Like some good venues don't ask us anything. Like
Tokyo?
Yeah, only one venue I know.
But yeah, only one, right?
Yeah, yeah, only
most
one.
Most of them usually ask.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's kind of distracting as well because you can't really concentrate on performance.
Yeah.
But also you have to think about
right.
how to sell tickets.
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially nowadays with the music industry being such a loss where you have like agents to do all that stuff before. Yeah, it's a pain. The politics are really different now, but over here, because we're really against pay-to-play, like that's a big blacklist, the venues that are pay-to-play kind of things, so you just don't even take that kind of attitude from them. It's kind of pretty different.
Right, so that's it, I think.
Yeah, we should probably get moving soon.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you.